Here's a number that should recalibrate everything you think you know about cardiovascular risk. Your cholesterol level is 7 times less important than your age as a predictor of heart disease. 7 times. That finding comes from Dr. Eric Verdin, president and CEO of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging. And it's the kind of data point that forces you to ask whether you've been optimizing the right variables at all. What the geroscience research is showing us right now is that aging itself is the upstream driver. Not cancer, not heart disease, not diabetes. Those are the branches. Aging is the trunk. And according to Dr. Verdin, targeting the hallmarks of aging simultaneously could extend healthy lifespan by 30 to 40 years, compared to only 5 to 7 years from curing cancer and heart disease entirely. That delta is staggering. It means the leverage is upstream, and most of us, and most of medicine, are working downstream. The central mechanism tying all of this together is something called inflammaging. It's persistent, chronic, low-grade sterile inflammation, the kind that never fully resolves, that hums in the background of your biology for decades, and that eventually manifests as Alzheimer's, atherosclerosis, sarcopenia, type 2 diabetes. Every major disease of aging has an inflammatory core. The fire never goes out. It just smolders. 2 mitochondria-specific pathways are feeding that fire. The first is reactive oxygen species overproduction, dysfunctional mitochondria generating excess free radicals that act as pro-inflammatory signals. Now, before you reach for antioxidants, the nuance matters here. ROS at physiological levels are actually signaling molecules. Hormesis applies. The goal is balance, not elimination. The second mechanism is more counterintuitive. When mitochondria are damaged, they leak their own DNA into the cytoplasm. Your cell's innate immune machinery, specifically the CGAS STING pathway, cannot distinguish viral DNA from your own leaked mitochondrial DNA. It triggers the same inflammatory alarm either way. As Dr. Verdin put it directly, the body does not know. It says, oh, there's something wrong. It doesn't recognize even your own mitochondria as you. The process that should be clearing those damaged mitochondria is called mitophagy, selective autophagy, targeting dysfunctional mitochondria for removal. With age, mitophagy becomes progressively impaired. Damaged mitochondria accumulate, compound dysfunction, and feed the inflammaging loop. This is the mechanistic rationale for what I want to walk you through next. The protocol here is urolithin A, and the story of how it works is inseparable from your gut microbiome. Urolithin A is a postbiotic, a metabolite your gut bacteria produce from elagitannins found in pomegranates, walnuts, and certain berries. Researcher Johan Auwerks at EPFL characterized the conversion pathway. Here's the critical number. Only approximately 35 to 40% of people's microbiomes can actually perform this conversion. The remaining 60%, likely due to decades of antibiotic exposure and dietary fiber depletion, cannot synthesize it endogenously. That's the majority of optimizers flying blind on this mechanism. The published human trial data, per Dr. Verdin, shows increased muscle endurance and VO2 max, measurable reductions in pro-inflammatory cytokines, including TNF-alpha, IL-1, and IL-6. And this is the finding that stopped me. Immune rejuvenation within 1 month. A Buck Institute study showed increased naive T-cell counts and broader T-cell target recognition in subjects taking urolithin A. The researchers described it as rejuvenation of the immune system. Why does that matter? Because by approximately age 50, the thymus, the organ that generates new naive T-cells, is largely gone in most people. No new naive T-cells means no new adaptive immune capacity. Research from Tony Weiss-Corey's lab analyzing 50,000 individuals from the UK Biobank identified the immune system and the brain as the two organ aging clocks most predictive of mortality. Aging creates a dual failure: innate immune hyperactivation driving inflammaging and adaptive immune hypoactivation reducing defense against infection and cancer, simultaneously overactive and underperforming. Mouse models have shown that inducing aging selectively in the immune system induces organismal aging across all organs, meaning immune aging is causally dominant, not merely reactive. The protocol here is 500 milligrams per day of purified urolithin A. That's the clinically studied dose from the Timeline and MitoPure trials. Daily, no cycling protocol specified in current data. Powder form works well in smoothies. Price point starts around $79 a month. One disclosure worth flagging. Dr. Verdeen is on the scientific advisory board of Amazentis and Timeline. Review the trial data independently at clinicaltrials.gov and make your own assessment. Building on that, if you want to support the upstream conditions for this to work, fiber is your foundational lever. Estimated hunter-gatherer fiber intake was around 150 grams per day. The average American consumes 15. Dr. Verdeen's minimum optimization target is 35 to 50 grams daily. Asparagus, artichokes, and plantains are the highest signal prebiotic foods. Psyllium, inulin, or acacia fiber bridge the gap if dietary intake falls short. Now let's talk about the free protocol most optimizers are systematically skipping in their strength training because it costs nothing and the adaptation signal is substantial. Muscles produce greater force during the eccentric or lowering phase than during the concentric or lifting phase. Standard training leaves that capacity almost entirely untapped. The delta here is significant. Accentuated eccentric loading recruits higher threshold motor units that are otherwise undertrained, producing superior strength adaptations and mechanical tension across the full-length tension curve. This comes from a Schoenfeld et al. Paper in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, synthesized by Ben Greenfield in his episode 500 protocol stat. Zero-cost implementation is a 2-second concentric phase paired with a 4-second eccentric phase on any compound movement. Squats, Romanian deadlifts, bench press, rows, apply it immediately. If you want to go further, blood flow restriction bands run about $60 on Amazon. The standard BFR protocol from the Schoenfeld paper is 4 sets at 20 to 30% of your one representative, max 30 reps, then 15, 15, 15, with 30-second interset rest. Contraindicated with cardiovascular disease, uncontrolled hypertension, DVT history, and pregnancy. On the nutrition side, two convergent signals are being systematically underimplemented. The first is protein distribution. To maximize muscle protein synthesis, the Schoenfeld and Aragon data says distribute protein at 0.4 grams per kilogram of body weight per meal across a minimum of 4 meals per day, targeting around 1.6 grams per kilogram daily. For an 80-kilogram individual, that's approximately 32 grams per meal across 4 meals. Adding 10 grams of essential amino acids to a whole food protein meal can pulse muscle protein synthesis above what food alone achieves due to immediate bioavailability. A NASA-funded bed rest study, 28 days of complete immobilization, showed that the group receiving approximately 15 grams per day of EAAs lost zero muscle mass. The placebo group lost significant lean tissue, zero versus significant, that's the delta. More importantly, consider the potassium gap. The established adequate intake is 4,700 milligrams per day. The average Western diet delivers under half of that. The NAKTP-ASA pump is potassium dependent. Deficiency impairs cellular fluid balance and insulin sensitivity bidirectionally. High-density sources are beet greens at around 1,300 milligrams per cooked cup, white beans at 1,000, Swiss chard at 960, and avocado at approximately 700 per fruit. One critical note, over-the-counter potassium supplements are FDA capped at 99 milligrams per tablet. Whole food is the only practical route to 4,700 milligrams daily without medical supervision. For tracking, establish hsCRP and pro-inflammatory cytokines as your primary inflammaging proxy. Urolithin A human trials show measurable reductions within 1 month at 500 milligrams per day. That's your supplement efficacy signal. Add ApoB over LDL cholesterol for cardiovascular risk. Target fasting insulin below 5 micro-IU per milliliter. And track HRV daily via Oura, Whoop, or Garmin. Expect slow, nonlinear improvement over a 4 to 12 week arc if you're implementing nervous system protocols. This week's In of One experiment, establish your fiber baseline and chronometer for 3 consecutive days before making any changes. Most optimizers discover they're operating at under 15 grams per day, less than 1/3 of the minimum target. Just measuring it with precision will likely change your behavior. Track it alongside your HRV and morning fasting glucose and look for the correlation signal at the 2-week mark. Thank you for spending this time with the Daily Optimizer. That's your performance intelligence briefing for today. And remember, subtraction often outperforms addition. Remove the friction first. Optimize your day. Talk tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.